It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Frontier life in late 19th century Utah was rough. Today, many rural Utahns still struggle with access to medical care. But once upon a time, midwives traveled throughout rural Utah, providing healthcare services to those in isolated areas. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In August 1896, Mary Jones attended a class in Bluff, Utah, taught by a woman visiting from out of town. There was no ordinary instruction on mending or cooking. Instead, Mary took detailed notes on how to set a broken bone with pressure, splints, and bandages soaked in cornstarch. During Mary's lifetime, doctors were scarce in remote areas. Instead, midwives, armed with folk knowledge and practical skills, traveled across rural Utah to teach people how to deliver babies as well as take care of everyday harms, like rashes, snake bites, and more. Midwives weren't the only healers on the market. Men, called Thompsonian doctors, could obtain a medical license by paying $20 to Dr. Samuel Thompson, who was a folk healer and popular medical author. But these men were hard to find in rural Utah, where experienced midwives took up the mantle of caring for the ill and traveled widely to share their knowledge. In 1873, the LDS Church Relief Society started a women's health and hygiene education program, which systematically trained women from every ward before sending them home to serve their communities. Some, like Hilda Erickson in Twilla County, had to ride 25 miles on horseback just to see one patient. Midwifery teachings blended herbalism, spiritual healing, and practical training to ensure far-flung communities had access to medicine. Sagebrush tea was prescribed as a stimulant, milkweed and mud could cure snake bites, and when all medicine seemed to fail, priesthood holders could bless the sick and wounded. In early Mormonism, women could give blessings during childbirth. A 1915 Relief Society magazine called midwives the, quote, high priestesses in the chamber of birth, unquote. As the 20th century went on, women healers lost legitimacy as the world of medicine professionalized. The male-dominated field of medical obstetrics replaced the popularity of midwifery. Mormon women could no longer give blessings, and doctors stayed in hospitals instead of making house calls. Today, even in the age of telehealth, many rural places do not have easy access to medical facilities and rely on local knowledge, or even their neighbors, to care for snake bites, burns, childbirth, and more. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.